Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to talk about Italy's Giorgia Meloni. Now, I know I've put out a few things critical of her recently, but now I'm going to swing back and talk about something positive because I see a hit piece on her entitled Italy's Giorgia Meloni denies she is anti-women as her credentials are questioned. My, I wonder who might be questioning her credentials. And this is so silly. This is all about the fact that on election day, Giorgia Meloni appeared to have found a way to flout rules demanding candidates stop all campaigning. The Italian leader posted a video of herself on social media holding two melons in front of her chest whilst winking into the camera and saying, 25th of September, I've said everything. Meloni in Italian means melons, and it's also slang for breasts. For those who found the clip distasteful, the sexualized image was a further indication that Meloni would not be carrying the torch for feminists as prime minister. Well, when did they ever think she would be carrying the torch for feminists? And anyway, why do feminists need anyone to carry any torch for them? Aren't they all strong, empowered women? Can't they do it for themselves? The thing about this was, I mean, it was a little bit naughty. So yeah, she's standing with a couple of melons in front of her. Her name is basically means melons, but there's also a double entendre. So what? So it's a clever way of showing voters that she knows how to have a laugh. And even if the humor itself, yeah, I mean, it's probably aimed at males, I would imagine. I mean, she is an attractive looking woman. And yeah, so she did that. But anyway, this has triggered the left. I mean, how dare she pose with a couple of melons in front of her? It's essentially putting things back to, the 17th century. Meloni does not describe herself as a feminist, of course. Instead, she said that, for example, she's against things called pink quotas. Now, we're going to talk about pink quotas in a second. But she has gone on to say that her only view with her party is that anyone gets a role in it, it should be done through merit, not gender. I can't disagree with that. She illustrates the fact by claiming that hers is the only party that contains several women in leadership positions. But of course, this is not going to please everybody. And I see that someone called Giorgia Serengeti, a sociologist at the University of Milan, who writes about women's issues, said Meloni's victory was not about celebrating women, but a person who made it. She has no language in terms of women's battles, and neither has the desire to become a role model. And of course, there's always all these lefties queuing up to have a go at her. They're not happy about the fact that, for example, she poses in the way that she has. She has not been embracing the LGBTQ+ agenda. And one of the things that they talk about is these pink quotas. And pink quotas is basically mandating that an X percentage of women must be on corporate boards, Nothing to do with how qualified they are, or what experience they might have. No, it's nothing to do with that. It's everything to do with just the fact that they're women. That gets them onto the corporate board. And that's something that Meloni has no interest in. She opposes that. And again, she's right in that. Also, another sort of feminist issue, as they like to call it, is abortion, the right to kill babies. Meloni has said that she has no plans to abolish Italy's abortion law, but she does intend to term limit abortions and offer financial support to women to carry through a pregnancy instead of choosing to terminate the pregnancy. Well, again, I ask you, who would see that as being problematical other than people who just want to embrace a death cult? I think, again, very much like what we see in the States, there is a real pushback going on now in several countries around the world against this death culture, this abortion culture. where essentially they want the right to be able to abort babies up to and including birth with no consequences. And I think that is a pretty obscene culture. And a country, a Roman Catholic country like Italy, should naturally take the position that Meloni appears to hold to. Whether she sticks it or not, we don't know. I mean, the final word in this from me is that when it comes to Meloni, yes, I have seen her call. I know she's part of the Aspen Institute. And yes, she's pro-NATO. And yes, she's pro the war in Ukraine. So we've asked all the big questions about her. But I think, you know, below that level, there's another level of what actually happens on a daily basis. And we have to keep an eye on that to see, because she is being attacked at home by all the right people, but then controlled opposition gets that as well, you know. So as I say, so from Georgia holding a pair of melons on election day, that's triggered the, you know, the purple-haired, nose ring wearing feministas in the sociology departments around Italy. So that's a good thing. So I'm glad she's done that. And I'm glad she sticks to what she, I hope she'll stick to what she's talked about as regarding limiting abortion limits, term limits on abortions. And secondly, resisting this pink quota in Italian boardrooms, which is by any definition, you know, the road to destruction of companies in the interests of so-called equality. So there we go. Melons Meloni.